is a little earlier than anticipated, but it will go up on schedule in September. I just want to let you guys know that we are back with brand new topics and brand new information and whatever else we can get from our summer hiatus. And the brand new topic for September will be stiff person syndrome. As you know, recently Celine Dion came out saying that she had this condition, and I was curious to find out what it was exactly. And I did my research, and it's absolutely the most devastating thing from what I found online with the photos. It's a neurological disorder that affects posture and your muscles, and you have spasms. And for Celine Dion, I believe it affects her vocal cords. So that's why she had to cancel her concert dates in Vegas and whatnot. So it's an absolutely devastating disease, but there are medications that could help, such as gabapentin, which is a muscle relaxer, and baclofen, which is a muscle relaxer. And I always cite the information that I get on the website. I always say that I am not a professional of any kind, and please do not self-diagnose. Go to a trusted medical professional if we're dealing with a medical topic like this one, or even if we in the future deal with a legal topic, please go to a lawyer that fits that proper subject that could help you. Please do your own homework. Don't take what I post on my platform. It's simple information just to guide people and let them know, be aware of these conditions. Even if it's something you've heard of or something you seem familiar with, there's a lot we still don't know concerning a lot of things. Let's face it, all of our major systems that we rely on these days, from educational to medical to financial to judicial, are all broken to an extent, and we still have to rely on them. So, I mean, you need to learn to rely on yourself and be self-aware. So, I wanted to provide a safe place for people to come and share their stories, share their insight and opinion, and learn more about conditions, about things we don't know, or things we do know. You know, the conversation has to start somewhere, and it can't be, you know, we're not in the day and age anymore where, you know, we have to keep quiet. It's no one's business. And it is your choice. If you don't want to share, you don't have to share. And in today's day and age, I think we take that to extreme with social media. We share everything. So I want to provide a place with balance as well. So starting September 1st, we will be back with brand new topics again. This topic for September will be on stiff person syndrome. And then I've already picked out a topic for October, which will be on regional complex pain syndrome. That'll be October's topic. Everything is scheduled for September's topic, except for Pinterest, LinkedIn, and my TikTok video, because I haven't updated those settings yet to automatically update on the day. But everything else is scheduled to go on September 1st. So check us out. We're back live with brand new topics. And as always, if you guys would like to participate in anything that we do offer free services and paid services. The free services include a special mention of the month, whether that's a person and their, you know, entrepreneurship, a certain project that they think is a perfect fit for our platform, or maybe they're a blogger that does some similar work as I do that would like to get the word out, or if you would like to be a guest blogger on Dabler and share your story or a topic you would like to discuss, let me know and I'll send you the appropriate information. We also do book reviews. The first book review for a first-time client is free. If you're returning, then it's paid. We also do branding and promotional services. That's also paid as well. There are several different ways to contribute to the platform if you would like. We also have a public Facebook group, the official Facebook group of the Abler blog, that is online. You can interact there. I just ask that you please read the rules that are within the group. Don't join to spam, because you will automatically be removed post-wise and blocked. If you have a product that you would like to share within the group that is appropriate, please ask first, and myself or my moderator, Chris, will verify it. And please, if you're in another language and you don't speak English, that will have to be removed only because we don't have translators. I'm hoping to fix that in the future. I'm not too sure how. I know there have been some new updates within the Facebook group where you can post anonymously if you're uncomfortable posting publicly. I just, please verify if it's inappropriate of any kind or if it has straightforward political or religious views. It will be removed. This is not a platform that deals solely in those topics. If there is something linked to what we discuss within the Abler, to a topic that's linked to religious or political aspects, I will say this is why we're posting it, not because of the political or religious aspects. Personal reason being, I believe those two topics should be private and remain private. Plus, they're hot topics now within society, and I just don't want to start a fight and start insulting and bullying. And just, it's not worth it to me, and it kind of takes away from our mission here at the Abler. So, I also want to say thank you to all the members who recently joined our Facebook group and our Facebook page. The Facebook page has recently reached 300 interactions. Thank you so much. It is unbelievable the growth that we've seen in the last 7 years. We just celebrated 7 years online this past July. I do apologize for not mentioning it earlier, putting something up earlier. It's been a little hectic in my personal life these last several months again. So I've kind of wanted to take the summer off to focus on my writing career and getting the last book of my poetry series out, debut poetry series out. With that also being said, with that last book coming up, I will also be sharing it on these channels for the Abler so that you guys can get the opportunity to check out the series that I've written, and hopefully get more interaction with that as well. Thank you guys so much for your support and for continuing to share things with me and my moderator and, you know, things like that, and interact on TikTok. I've been getting more followers there. I would like to say with TikTok though, I don't share personal information on that platform. I just share my writing and the advocacy side of things. So I've been getting a lot of people that are that are following me but have no interaction. Like, or no posts. And they're usually gentlemen. So I'm gonna say this. If you follow me on TikTok for either the Abler side of things or my poetry, my writing side of things with the poetry, know that I don't share my status, personal information of any kind. If you're looking to hook up there with me or on any platform that I work on professionally, please don't because, you know, I'm not gonna interact that way. Sorry. But I do appreciate the interactions on any social media channel that I am on professional-wise, and I hope the support continues. And I can't wait for you guys to check out the series once I start posting that. I'll probably start posting that within the next several weeks so that you guys would know what was happening. And I'll also post it on the podcast and the YouTube channel. And we'll get back to doing all the regular posting for that, for the Abler as well. So I hope everyone is enjoying their summer. You're staying cool where you are, dry where you are. And for the people in Hawaii, the Maui area, I'm praying for you. It's absolutely horrible, the devastation that they're going through. So please pray there. And again, thank you guys so much. 7 years. I can't wait to see how this grows even further. Alright guys, I have so many ideas. I hope they can come to fruition with your help and support. As always, thank you. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.